All right, welcome everybody to the last session at Build 2017. I hope you've all had a really good time. We've certainly had a great time. We're gonna talk a little bit about commercialization here. So, have you ever thought about going from the creator stuff to commercialization, or moving from the prototype to production, or maybe maker to market? They all have alliteration, but today we're going to talk about what that motion actually feels like. As we start to think about it, we see a lot of product out there in the marketplace, and we say, you know what, that looks pretty good. Maybe a little Pinterest cake of some sort. I bet I could replicate that. Let me do my best. Sometimes that lands and sometimes it doesn't. We think, it's probably not that difficult to put together what they did. I can probably get all the pieces, lay them out, and maybe it'll work. But with Windows, we're going to give you the tools to do it right the first time. And that's what we want to cover today. So to do that, I need you all to participate in a little role play for me. And I will break character a few times, but I want to start out with saying we are the Contoso company. If you're not familiar with Microsoft, we have a couple of fake companies that we use for all these things. Contoso is one of them. Welcome to Contoso. Fabricam is another one. And so our competitors are at Fabricam. And those Fabricam guys, we've noticed, have put together this fantastic digital sign product. It's something we ordered to get a little competitive intelligence. It's on this awesome Keith & Cope device that's a prototype here, and it's running their digital sign software and selling things, and also IoT Core. So we bought this for some business intelligence. We thought we'd take a look at it, and it looks pretty good. We also ran a little analysis over the last few months, and we said, what's our price point for this device? We made some decisions around that. We made some decisions around hardware and OS selection, around software and security, around our cloud, our support, and where we're going to be shipping. And as we went through that process, we figured out that we have to put all these pieces together into an image and actually ship. And so what I did, or who I am, I should say, is I'm your builder. And I know in the room we've got some folks from business development here at Contoso, and we've got some folks from the cloud team. We've got some folks from the application team. We've got some embedded developers here that are doing the drivers and the board layout. But as your guy who's building the product, I'm going to walk you through what it looks like a day in my life and help you understand how all these pieces come together. So think about it kind of like a brown bag at the Contoso company. So the first thing that happened was our friends over in business development decided to copy Fabricam here, and we went with IoT Core 2, which I've got to say has made my life as the builder quite a bit simpler. They went to the website, they investigated, and they were able to make that selection. They also went with an Intel part, the E3825, as their base hardware component. Now, what's interesting about that is there's already a maker prototyper board out there called the Middleboard Max, MBM here, that we can use to exactly replicate what our final hardware will look like in terms of the SoC. I found, messing around on the internet, a GitHub sample, digital sign sample, that Microsoft has put together and published. And we can take that and we can put it on the board and we can start to prototype a little bit. And that looks like this. So we load it up in VS, F5, build, deploy, and we're able to use that. The business guys spent some time on the licensing terms and let us all know that we've got to get some licenses set up for the third-party software we're going to put on there. They put together a plan, or at least a set of requirements, and you guys all participated in this, in ticking off the requirements around making it a secure software platform, making sure that we had all the apps and the drivers put together. And we'll talk about this, how that all went here in a minute. And we figured out we're going to print out a little end-user license agreement and include it in the package. And we also put together a plan for supporting and operating this thing for a number of years. So I, as the builder, found looking around on the internet, this manufacturing guide. There's an IoT Core manufacturing guide out there that the folks at Microsoft put together, and we're very excited to have found it because it made my life easier. It walked us through development, packaging, and image creation, and it walked us through how to package drivers and applications and provisioning packages into a final image. And that's what I'm going to tell you guys about today. So this was the easy part. Maybe the easy part. It was the easy part for me. The drivers team, thanks very much. They went out to Intel. They were able to acquire some drivers for that 3825 on Intel's website. And the app guys, well, you folks have know because you've been to lots of different build talks, how to use Visual Studio and GitHub and Dev Center and put together applications on Windows. So those pieces came together. We had our apps, we had some drivers. We also learned here on Wednesday that there's some new technologies coming in that we're going to have to include or want to include in our image, I think, to allow us to provision and manage devices at scale. And there have been a couple of talks on this, but really briefly, we have this IoT Hub instance where we're tracking telemetry from our devices. We stood up the device provisioning service and enrolled in that. When our manufacturer for our signs builds them, they're going to register a record of the device provisioning service. And then we're going to roll trucks. Do you like trucks? Roll animation. All right. And deliver those signs to the little companies that are going to put them up. Now, when the sign calls home, that's the moment when we've set up exactly what should happen with that device. It's going to be something we claim as Contoso. We're going to put our record over in our device management system. We're going to push down credentials for that sign to use. And then from then on, we can use data and device management calls to make that thing happen. And what that took for us is to, one, embed that initial call, step number two, in the software when we built the image. So as the builder, you guys came to me and I put that in too. Now, security was, frankly, pretty simple. There's a turnkey security sample up there that let me turn on BitLocker, BitLocker Secure Boot, and also Device Guard for IoT. Helped me do all the signing. We used the PowerShell samples that are up there, got our certificates, and we've got what we believe to be a very secure solution running. Now, there was one other component. We've kind of gone through drivers, we've gone through apps. I talked about provisioning packages. Now, provisioning packages can be built with the Windows Configuration Designer tool. And this tool allows you to go in and set a number of different types of settings. In the little example there that is probably a little difficult to decipher, we just changed the update time for a few days. But you can add certificates for getting onto Wi-Fi and all those kinds of things. We're going to put all those in the image as well. Build little provisioning packages, and deliver them. So at this point, we're going to step out of role play for just a second. I'm pretty excited to announce today that the Windows team is going to be delivering a new service for IoT Core. That new service will allow you to update Windows 10 IoT Core devices anywhere in the world using the power of Windows Update. That means you, as an OEM, can deliver your bits, your drivers, your applications, as well as the OS bits that we're already streaming using our infrastructure. So I'll tell you a little bit about how that works. But essentially, you describe your device. You'll set up an account first. You'll describe your device. You'll put the bits you want into this thing we're calling OCP, which is the OEM CAB packages. And then you'll pick the image OS edition and the version of those OCP packages you want to go to any one of those devices. So getting back into our role play a little bit, what that means for Contoso is we set up all that stuff. We're able to download this targeting data, which is right here. We bake that in our image. And from then on, using Dev Center, we can go up and push the software we want down to those IoT Core devices using the global scale of Windows infrastructure. Now, it's important for us at Contoso to always have our signs up. And to always have our signs up, We're going to make sure that no matter what catastrophic event might occur in the future to a handful of signs out there out of lots and lots, we've got a backup plan. And our backup plan is recovery. And interestingly enough, all the recovery work lands on me, the builder. You guys have already given me the Eufy stuff and the drivers and the applications that we need to bake in and the cloud stuff. I can build a regular FFU, and that's the one we'll probably use every day. Well, that FFU is the image you ultimately run on your device. We'll have that out there for everybody to use. But I can then extract some WIM files from that, and I can build a final FFU, and those WIM files go on a separate partition with a copy of WinPE. So when the device boots up, if the Eufy finds that it can't boot the main OS partition, it can fall back to the other partition, the recovery partition, boot WinPE, and repair the main OS with those WIM files. So that gives us some real assurance that the device really has, you know, a backup story if anything were to go wrong. SMBIOS. Now, for Microsoft to be able to support us, for there to be telemetry and some of the servicing capabilities to work, we've got to fill out the SMBIOS stuff. And the driver guys have done that here. You can see they added Contoso in. They added the E3825. They put the descriptors in that are required. Those were really easy. We just baked those in. Now, all my work on a daily basis as the builder mostly is using this ADK add-on kit that Microsoft provides. So how this works is I set up a machine, I put the ADK on it, and I install this add-on kit. It comes with an IoT core shell that you can launch and do your work in that sets a set of parameters for you out of the get-go. And then it comes with a set of tools that let you quickly build packages and ultimately images. I'm going to just break this down a little bit for you, and then I'll do a little demo about how this thing all works. And then we'll come back and talk a little bit about how the path structure and file structure works. But right out of the gate, if you have a look at this, at the very top, you've got four new things you can do, right? You can do a new AppX package, which basically is take the application, the AppX, and put it in a cab package so we can ship it. We've got some new products. The new product is effectively getting ready to put an image in. There's a new BSP, which does something similar. After you do those new things, those will create some nice template directories for you to work in. They'll take the files that you're targeting, like your new AppX, and they'll take some template XML files, and they'll put those together in a place for you to work and set all the settings you want before you build that cab. And then you can build the cab. So you can build the package, you can build the image if it's an FFU. There are a couple other tools in here, too, to help you shortcut. We won't go into them in depth, but this is an excellent set of tools. They get you going faster in terms of building cabs, having your image ready to be serviced, and delivering an image. All right. Now, I'm going to show a little bit of a video demo of what we did. I'll probably pause it along the way because there are a few times that I want to make some explanations. But let's get started. Right out of the gate, what we're doing is we're starting here with Visual Studio and that sign application, digital sign application that I referenced earlier. And I will find where my mouse went. There we go. All right, so we launched the digital sign application, and we're able to create some app packages. We'll have a few settings that go in here. We don't want to put in the store. We want to set the version. We want to never generate an app bundle, and we're going to set it for x86 because we said earlier we picked that MBM. Visual Studio will build the AppX, and it'll put it out here in a path, and we're going to find that. And then we're going to go ahead and grab a copy of that path because we need it later to package as a cab. And I'm going to pause it right there for a second. We switch screens. On this screen, on the left-hand side, you can see the file structure. This is just how VS Code presents the file structure, but it's going to be really handy as we walk through the demo. On the right-hand side, you can see the IoT Core Shell command prompt, where most of our work is going to be happening. And we're going to be creating file paths on the left-hand side as we type things on the right. So you got to keep your eyes on both. Oh, but see, That is where I went bad. Sorry, guys. We'll start over because I don't have controls. Go ahead and create that. One more time, in case you missed it the first time. And we'll go find the path where it was placed, and we'll grab the path. And we will use that in our IoT Core shell, which is going to be popping up here in a second. You can see in the shell that it's already been set. Just a second here. It's already been set to an x86 architecture. You can see that it's already been set to a BSP, particular BSP directory. And you can see that we've already built all the packages that were there. We're going to add a new package to this set. That's what we're going to do. So we'll scroll down here to the bottom. And that digital sign app is going to be added as a new package. New apex package. We'll grab our path that we saved earlier. It's a foreground application. And we're going to give it a name. And when we type this in, if you look on the left-hand side, you'll see that it created a new path there called apex digital sign. It also created a set of XML files in there. So we'll go ahead and build the package as is, because we know those XML files are good, but I'm going to open them up and show them to you really quick, just to show you what it sucked up and did for you. And what it did was, it did this package XML here with the name, and it created this customization one, which links the dependencies that were associated with my application, and make sure that all those are going to get built into the cab. So the cab will get prepared here from this build. And then what we're going to do is set up the feature manifest changes. So there's the cab. You can see it there on the left. It was built as expected. OK, so the OEMFM file, this file here is how you make sure that your packages are set up for proper servicing. And we're going to copy that onboarding task that was already in the default image. We're going to create an entry just like it with the digital sign text, and we're going to give it a name here, which is Contoso Digital Sign. And that name is important because in the FM file, we set all this stuff up for updates. This is what lets us do update management. But later, when we do the packaging, we also have to include in the features there so that it'll get sucked into the package properly. So we'll build FM, OEM, and anytime you make a change in either the BSP feature manifests or in the OEM feature manifests, you need to run buildfm with the right parameter. And so buildfm OEM is the right parameter because we changed the OEM FM files here. And once we get done with this step, we will be at the midpoint of our image building. Even in virtual time, it takes a second. All right, so now we're ready to set up a new product. The new product is going to be the digital sign sample, and on the using the Minnowboard BSP, and on the left, you see it appears underneath products. So this gives us, again, those XML files for building the product. We're going to the test OEM input XML. This means we want to build a test file. You can see OEMFM is referenced. And the last thing we're going to do is take those default applications out, one of them, actually, just to show you how it works. And we're going to put our new default application that we did, the digital sign, in. And that's the only set of changes we need to make in terms of the image files. We can now build the image. And we're going to build it as a test signed image because we used the test file to change, the test OEM input file to change. And then ultimately, because this is like a good cooking show, hey, look, there's an FFU. I want to take you through a little bit about what happened there just so that you can see what we did. On the right-hand side is a snip from VS Code, again, just a nice kind of file structure. Breaking it down, the things you're going to get in that add-on kit, which are useful, is first of all, there we go, a set of packages that you can address, right? So under common packages are independent things. So if you look, for instance, in this, There's some Wi-Fi stuff in here. There's some system information in here, things that can go with any type of architecture. Under source architecture, you have things that are built for x86 or ARM, et cetera. And then, you know, under BSP, you'll have things that are built specifically for the board that you're using. We're using the E3825. We also have a set of products. We created a new one in that last demo I did, the digital sign sample. But the products are here under this path. And then there are tools, which were the tools we were running, and templates. So everything really lives in a file path structure for building this stuff. Now, at this point, we're ready to test in flight software before we release. A couple of interesting things here. One, obviously, everybody here, you know, knows what testing means. I think we've been doing that for a while. Flighting, as Microsoft's been doing it now for a couple years, it means you put your stuff out into different rings, and you make it available first to insiders or inside the company, and then you grow it. You'll have that capability as well with the new OCP service I talked about earlier. You can take your product, give it to your folks, you can give it to preview folks, you can give it all the way out then to your general audience. So that's a new capability that you should take advantage of, hopefully. We could take advantage of as Contosa. Now, we talk about building a few devices. We kind of hand build them usually. At least in our office, you get the image on there, you kind of slap some bits in there. Hopefully you can get it to work, you get a few different people to use it. Then you make maybe 1,000 of them or 500 of them. You test them out on some different folks. And then you go to something broader. As you go down this line, you're going to work with manufacturers. We work with manufacturers. And we find that obviously customization, your ability to input into that system to accelerate is faster. You want to spend more. You'll get more custom as you go down the line and produce more things. Each of the SOCs has a different process that's defined mostly by the SOC vendor, but also by Microsoft. You'll want to go through and have a look at that. We've looked intently at it, and there are a lot of different options there for manufacturing, so those are important things to consider. Operations. So when you operate your solution, there are a couple of different teams that might be involved. You'll have your normal operations team. Well, maybe you'll structure it differently, but in my example, you have your normal operations team and your support team. And they're going to have a portal that they can use to answer questions. And there may be some telemetry and feedback there on that portal. Another portal, it could be available for a driver servicing team. And that's going to be that dev center portal we talked about before, where you'll control the updates. And you probably, at least in Contoso, you don't want to have a whole lot of people that have access to that. And then in terms of application development, Dev Center has an app portal there as well. The interesting thing about the app portal is, if you use it, you can push out applications to both IoT Core, to desktop, to mobile, and they can be the same applications. So that's also kind of an interesting thing. Now, I took you through sort of a custom example of how this might work. It was something that we made up with our Contoso company. But we had a partner who did something very similar. Not every step I described, but Zogo Digital Signs has produced a device, and they were in the expo booth with us, that is running on IoT Core and has real digital signs. They did use the E3825, and they went through these steps. So that's a pretty exciting device. We've had a few other folks that we've got in the booth doing manufacturing with real devices. One of them is ASCII and this wearable. So I hope you had a chance to stop by the booth and learn about the different IoT devices that have been manufactured with IoT Core, because they're pretty exciting. We're very excited about them. Now, there are a lot of steps involved in going to market, and we've got documentation and productization docs up there to walk you through each step of the way, so you don't end up with the sad neon cake. But if you need some more help, The IoT and AI Insider Labs that Microsoft hosts are a fantastic resource. Now, you have to get your project nominated to go into these resources, but if you nominate your project and it is accepted, you can have access to a number of different labs all over the world with staff on hand, EE staff, software architects, cloud folks, to put your solution together, and some fantastic tools. So for instance, in the Redmond location, they've got gypsum 3D printers, they've got pick and place machines, and they've got the experts there that can help you put that stuff together. It's completely plausible to walk in with an idea and to walk out with a sample potential product. So absolutely check those folks out if you need some help in terms of getting your solution all the way to the finish line. There were a lot of other IoT talks at Build. I hope you guys had an opportunity to check some of them out. There were some really good ones, and so if not, check them out on Channel 9. They'll be up there. Finally, there's an eval to fill out, but I want to open this for questions. I know it's the last hour of the last day, but if anybody has some questions they want to go over, I'd be happy to answer them, or I might pass them off to some of my esteemed colleagues here who are also IoT core experts. No? All right. Well, thank you all for coming. Please fill out the eval. And I'm glad we had a great build. I had a great build. I hope you had a great build, too.